Praise God for our sanctuary choir. Amen. I want to thank our minister of music, Brother Isaac Moshe, for planning worship with such variety of music styles. Thank you, Brother Moshe. Our scripture lesson is the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, 10 through 14 from the New International Version. Luke 2, 10 through 14. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" The word of the Lord. The heavenly host. It's the title of my message, The Heavenly Host. I was going to ask, how many of you have had a visit from an angel? But my thinking is angelic visits are rare. And so I said to myself, I shouldn't ask that, because we tend to label a lot of things and describe experiences in spiritual terms, so that instead of real visits from an angel, my question, if asked, might lead to a lot of hyperbole. So I'd cancel the question. But the shepherds experience one of those rare angelophanies, meaning an appearance of an angel. As they tend their flocks, an angel appears to them. The glory of God shines upon them, and a special message concerning the Christ is delivered. Now, that would be enough for most of us. But then the text says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host." All of a sudden, unexpectedly, and without warning, the heavenly host show up. Heavenly host, what's that? Who are they? We know that there were a lot of them, because the text says multitude or crowd, which means a huge gathering. So suddenly a huge crowd of heavenly hosts shows up. And host means, H-O-S-T, army. So a heavenly army shows up. Usually the army of God refers to God's retinue of angels who stand at the ready to carry out God's commands. The heavenly host is God's vast angelic squadron. Squadron, I should say. As the angels speak to the shepherds, the angel is joined by the heavenly host, a large crowd of angels who show up to support the angel's message. And often during the Christmas season, we miss the importance of the arrival of the heavenly host. Even our manger scenes don't carry depictions of the host, but I think their appearance is important. Just the presence of the angel is significant. We think of angels as ethereal beings floating around in the heavens without any connection to life on earth. But their presence with the shepherds indicates their awareness of human affairs. The angels know what's going on around us. And angels are involved in human activity. And when I say angels, I'm not talking about store-bought trinkets that you display. I'm talking about spirit beings, part of God's heavenly court. They have a way of showing up at critical moments. You remember when Jacob was on the road in search of safety and direction, an angel shows up, and he wrestles with this angel during the night. When the prophet Elisha is threatened because of his intervention on behalf of God's people, you know, his servant wakes up and says, "Oh, a vast army has come to get you, Elisha. What are we going to do?" And Elisha gets up and looks, and the mountainside is covered with angels. That's the host. And he tells the servant not to worry. And here at the birth of Jesus, angels show up. A huge crowd of angels show up, giving credence to the events in Bethlehem. Their presence is powerful. Their presence speaks volumes about the significance of Jesus. And I am happy about that. I am happy about the presence of the angels in biblical history and in our time. Because I'm glad that there are angels watching over us all day and all night. Angels watching over us. Sometimes we aren't aware of it. We are driving and we drive down I-35 safely and miss a crash or miss some other malady because God's got angels watching over us. So the presence of the angels is significant, but the proclamation of the angel is significant. Listen to what the angel proclaims. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." That's the proclamation. That's what the angel says. And with these words, the angel identifies this birth. He identifies this baby. He says, the baby is the Savior, the one who will deliver God's people from their sins. The baby is Christ the Lord. He is the Messiah. That is the angel's proclamation. The proclamation is the central feature of the story. The glory of the Lord shines upon the shepherds. The angel appears, but the proclamation, He is Christ the Lord, is the centerpiece of the story. So for Christmas, the centerpiece is not the Christmas tree. The centerpiece is not what's underneath the Christmas tree. The centerpiece, it's not even us. The centerpiece is the message that the baby is Christ the Lord. And as soon as the angel makes that proclamation, he is Christ the Lord, the heavenly host, show up. They come to confirm Christ's identity. It's a Christological confirmation. They show up as soon as the angel says, he is Christ the Lord. And they bear witness to who Christ is. They stand as God's mighty army to declare that the baby is Christ the Lord. That's interesting. Who we are makes all the difference in the world. And many have become caught up with being politically correct. We don't want to offend others. And this is, no, my paper just dropped in my spirit. Let me just say this parenthetically. You're not going to ever exist without sometime offending somebody. because we all have issues. And because we all got issues, somebody's going to get offended at some time or another. But we've come caught up with being politically correct. So instead of saying Merry Christmas, many say Happy Holidays. We want to finish our Jewish brothers and sisters who are celebrating Hanukkah or those who are celebrating some other thing during this time. But I always say Merry Christmas because there is no Christmas Christ Mass, the worship of Christ, without Jesus Christ. And so you cannot celebrate this season without acknowledging the Christ. The angel's proclamation, therefore, he is the Lord, he is the Christ, gives us focus. And it provides an example for us. It shows us what we ought to be about during this season. And that means that we must proclaim the Christ. Our calling at Christmas is to witness to Christ. We are called to know Christ and to make Christ known in the world. And I'm not saying that we make this proclamation to the extent that we deny others the right to make their proclamations. Let others proclaim what they want to proclaim. But if we are Christians, if we are followers of Jesus Christ, then the proclamation that comes from the church ought to be, he is the Christ. He is the Savior of the world. That's why our forebears sang that song, go tell it on the mountain. They just sang it over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. So just the presence of the angels is significant, and the proclamation of the angel is significant, what the angel says. And then finally, and I'm done, I'll be out of your way, the praise of the angels is significant. Listen again to the words. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel making the proclamation, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. So right after this first angel says he is Christ the Lord, the heavenly host, the retinue, crowd of angels shows up and breaks into praise. They come not only to confirm Christ's identity and mission, but also to celebrate Christ's birth. The heavenly hosts begin to praise God because they know who Christ is and what Christ will do. It had to be a powerful sight and sound that day. An army of angels gathers in praise to Jesus Christ. They praise God because his birth is the fulfillment of prophecy. They praise God because Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And that's what Isaiah talked about centuries prior. And the angels show up to say he's here right now. And we are celebrating his birth. They praise God because his mission is the redemption of humanity. I like that old expression in Isaiah when the prophet asked the question, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. And then Isaiah answers, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. So Isaiah says, who is coming that looks so glorious in his appearance? And he identifies that person as the Christ. The angels praise God and celebrate Jesus' birth. Christmas is not a rehearsal of the past. And even though we revisit all those stories, the infancy stories, the birth narratives, even though we revisit those stories, Christmas is not a rehearsal of the past. Christmas is a celebration of the workings of God for our redemption. So Christmas is eternally present. It's eternally in the present tense because God is continually bringing redemption and salvation to us. Now I wonder what the praise of the heavenly host was like. I know they didn't show up just to give a lukewarm or silent praise. I wonder what their praise were like. You see, they were like a celestial flash mob. You all know what a flash mob is? Those of y'all under 50 know I know. You know, you're in a mall somewhere and all of a sudden a huge crowd of young people shows up out of nowhere and they start dancing or they start singing. It could be adults somewhere. That's a flash mob that catches everybody off guard and startles them with what they produce and what they present. And this is like a celestial flash mob. God is the originator of the flash mob. God is the one who started showing up with a big crowd to announce something. Angels show up and break into praise. And I wonder what their praise was like. Was it like a woman trying to regain her youth? I'm not talking about any of you in here. Who goes for plastic surgery. She has a facelift. The doctors stretch her skin. They use crowbars to pull it back. Then they cut some of it off and stitch it up. But that isn't good enough for her. She then gets Botox treatment. And when it's all done, her face looks like it is frozen. When she's happy, you can't tell it. When she's angry, you can't tell it. She has the same frozen expression regardless of the emotion. She's not a poster child for praising God. How many of us are in here just like that? We're happy, but you can't tell it. We're thankful, but you can't tell it. You can't see us smile. You can't see us wave our hands. You can't see us move our bodies. We're frozen saints talking about thank you, Jesus. Frozen saints talking about Jesus Christ is born. Frozen saints sitting on our hands looking smart, looking wise, looking otherwise. Frozen saints. Well, I got news for you. The heavenly host showed up with the shepherds in the field and nobody was sitting down. Nobody was holding back. Everybody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. That's all right. You don't have to move. You're going to be out of place when you get to heaven. Because when we get to heaven, everybody's going to rejoice. Hallelujah. I'm done. I'm done. That's my Christmas message. Amen. God bless you, beloved. We want to extend the invitation to Christ and invite you who are watching us virtually and those who are here to know this Savior who was born, gave his life for our sin. That's why we're here. That's why we celebrate. Jesus lives to give new life. Will you stand with me as our deacons, greeters, and come? The invitation is extended. Thank you. feet, took my feet out the miry clay. What he's done for me. Took my feet out the miry clay. What he's done for me. I never shall forget. What, one more time. Oh, what he's done for me. Just before the benediction, we will stand to sing that beautiful chorus from Messiah, Hallelujah. We thank God for our brass ensemble accompanying us today. Will you stand?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
angels we have heard on high.